This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica opens first wastewater management training facility. EPOC co-chair optimistic government will achieve target for January to March quarter. And Health Ministry renews call for partnership to combat vector-borne diseases. The details after the break.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner looking for ways to increase your profits? The Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with a grant to provide the business support services you need. Contact your financial institution or call us and ask about the DBJ's voucher for technical assistance.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. Co-chairman of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Bars, is optimistic that the government will be able to achieve the $120.7 billion primary surplus balance target stipulated by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, for the January to March quarter. This despite the figure being $1.6 billion short of the $71 billion target at the end of January. Mr. Bars explains that the $71 billion reflects the initial 0.25% downward adjustment in the primary surplus, which was agreed on by the government and IMF.
We are a little behind on the primary surplus, but I don't think that needs worry us too much. So I expect that the difference between the primary balance, actual and budget, will not be a problem for us. And come February, we'll see that disappear.
Mr. Biles was addressing journalists at EPOC's monthly media briefing in New Kingston Tuesday. Jamaica's first wastewater treatment and management research and training facility was officially opened at the University of Technology UTEC campus in St. Andrew on Monday. The training facility was built at a cost of $62 million. The state-of-the-art center will support the development of environmental and biomass research and innovation projects, which falls under the Faculty of Engineering and Computing. Acting President of UTEC, Professor Colin Giles, says the facility represents the importance the institution places on training in keeping with national development goals.
We have been involved in offering courses for many years in wastewater management and treatment of wastewater. But this is taking it to another level, because now we have laboratories that will facilitate research.
The wastewater management training facility comprises three testing laboratories: environmental engineering, microbiology and biotechnology, and a special equipment laboratory. The labs are being prepared for accreditation to ISO/IEC standards. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton is calling for the full participation of citizens in eradicating mosquitoes that transmit diseases such as Zika, dengue, and chikungunya. Dr. Tufton says all Jamaicans have an important role to play in keeping these vectors at bay by destroying their breeding sites. Speaking at the recent launch of the Santan leg of the Operation Mosquito Search and Destroy campaign, Dr. Tufton said the island-wide cleanup project is important as it promotes community participation.
Sometimes we depend a lot on the authorities to provide a solution. And the authorities, in this instance, the government, has an important role to play. But very importantly, and more importantly, that solution lies with all of us. I think that's what this exercise is all about.
The cleanup activity was undertaken in Mansfield Heights, Buckfield, and Parry Town. Operation Mosquito Search and Destroy was first undertaken in St. Catherine in February and will be implemented in communities across the island. And Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says the government is committed to the protection of the environment and the mitigation of climate change. Mr. Vaz was speaking at the opening of the Climate Change Targeted Topic Forum hosted by the National Adaptation Plan NAP Global Network in Kingston Tuesday.
Areas such as tourism, agriculture, coastline infrastructure, health, water, forestry, and others are being provided with sector strategies and action plans.
Mr. Vaz says with the development of a national adaptation plan, Jamaica will be in a better position to access funding for the implementation of adaptation initiatives. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.